Paul Pushker, Vivacious Award.
She knows the job and will only get it done. She's probably my best hope.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Vivacious Award drove to the lead in Vivacious Award. She was on the deck an hour ago. Tatum Bull, she's in the winner's circle now.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We do, of course we do. That's what we do around about this time every day. And we're racing at Bendigo today, which is, of course, Adam, is the nursery of champions.
It is indeed. Wayne Tucker is the track manager today for us at Bendigo. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, going well. Is it windy up there?
It is slightly breezy and expected to get up to about 27k wind today.
Okay, very precise there. 27.
27 is very precise, yeah.
What's the track information for us?
We've got the rail at 8 metres. The track's a good 4 with a Pennine of 5.4.
5.4. You reckon it'll get better through the day because of the wind?
Yeah, I think the wind, and if that sun pops out, that'll dry the track out, and I'd expect an upgrade about halfway through.
All right, terrific. Wayne, thanks very much. Have a good day.
No worries, thank you.
5.4, good 4 at the moment, but likely to improve through the day.
Nice work from Wayne Tucker there, track manager Bendigo. Troy Corstens. He's one of our favourites. It's been a while since we've tracked him down. He must have a winner for us. G'day, Troy.
Hey, Arf, how are you?
We are well, mate. How's the crew going?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Had a little bit of a virus go through a couple of weeks back, but I think we're over that now and back on track.
Righto. Well, let's get back on track today, Bendigo. We've got 4 runners for you and hopefully a winner amongst you. You've got race 1, number 4, Land of the Brave, is second up this campaign. Was 4.5 lengths off at Kyneton on debut over the 1,200. Up to the 14 today. Can we improve on that?
Look, he will improve slightly, but he still probably wants a little bit further. Looking for a mile or a mile and a quarter now, and I think today will be a good fitness building run, but if he probably runs this place, I'll be wrapped.
Right, so maybe a little each way play there for race 1, number 4. Race 2, number 5 is $10 in the market, migrating a first starter, I'm Invincible gelding at 3-year-olds. So what's he shown you at home?
Look, he's a three-quarter brother to Brazen Bow.
Oh, right.
He's a very, very well-bred horse. He's taken a lot of time. He's had quite a few issues. But I really like him. But I think he's more of a 1,400 to a miler. But he's a really nice horse in the making.
All right. So check your local guides and watch him through the ranks. But race 2, number 5, migrating is one to watch. Race 7, number 6 is your next one. Estoril Park, who has been in the round at this campaign, had a win on resumption, Troy, then 2 seconds. So surely that's good form for this.
Yeah, this is a really tricky little race. It's a good race, this race, but she's going particularly well. First up, first try, I should say, at the 1,300, which is just a little question mark, but she's going really well, and she's quite a classy filly.
All right, that's race 7, number 6. And then you've got race 8, number 10, Magnetic, who's going around again today. 4-3 runs in already this campaign. Rock hard fit for the 1,300, do you reckon?
Yeah, he's ready to win today. He's going to be our tip for you guys today. I think he can bounce back from it was just a run last start, but probably Lockie just went a touch hard in front, so I don't think he'll make that same mistake again, and he's our best of the day.
Well, if he does, he'll be having the answer to me, mate. Don't you worry about that. Race 8, number 10, we'll take it. Magnetic, $6.50 in the early market at tab.com.au. Always appreciate your time, buddy. Have a great day at Bendigo today.
Thanks, Arf.